Cool Parts presents Preps Rewind on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Mike Danson.
And welcome into the Aloe Fiber Studios. This is Preps Rewind presented by Gould Parts. Gould Parts in Eaton, 45 East Collins in Eaton, 970-454-3355. Open 7 days a week. They are your Napa parts provider, owned by Alan Gould and his family since the 70s. The staff has been there for the long haul as well. Just call or get online and check out Gould Parts. I was just into Gould Parts a week ago. I needed to do a brake job on my wife's Suburban. We ordered the parts online. I picked them up the next day, and we got the brake job done on the Suburban. So thank you, Gould Parts, for all you do. What today is going to look like is we're going to, as we are entering Regional Wrestling Week, just 2 weeks of wrestling to go for the boys and girls, we are going to look at the rankings for boys and girls wrestling, and then I have a little bit of information on like what the sessions at the state wrestling meet look like. One thing to mention, though, next week during state wrestling, that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, from 5 to 6 here on KFKA, you can get an update on all the wrestling information that you need from state wrestling. Next week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, from 5 to 6 right here on KFKA, we will have a state wrestling show where you can get all the updates. In the second segment, we're going to have Fort Lupton boys head basketball coach Jim Rodel. He's going to join us and talk about his 17-2 squad that he has going there in Fort Lupton. A couple of fantastic sophomores play for that team, and we'll get the lowdown on those two and what they have going as they, I think they have three games left, and we'll see what's going to wrap up the season as they head into the playoffs. And then in the third segment, we will talk with Eaton girls basketball coach Chris Love about his squad. They have played a very, very difficult schedule. The 12-7 record doesn't really say everything for that Eaton girls basketball team. And then in the final segment, as it's become accustomed to, we will have the Preps Rewind Power Rankings, the top five boys and girls basketball teams that I think have a chance to win the state championship. Let's jump right into girls wrestling. We'll do just the top three wrestlers from our area. If they're ranked in their weight class, we'll talk about them. And there's only one team ranked in the top 10 for girls wrestling. That continues to be Loveland. Remember, in girls wrestling, there's not classifications. There's just one big classification of all the schools. The only team that is ranked here in Northern Colorado in girls wrestling is Loveland. They are ranked number 6. As we jump into the weight classes, at 105, Riley Balcazar from Fort Lupton. She is the number 1 ranked wrestler at the 105 weight class. At the 115s, Lindsay Lopez, she's been there for a while, from Loveland. She's the number 1 ranked wrestler at the 115 weight class. At 125s, Lexi Lopez, also from Loveland, is number 2 at the 125 weight class. Faith Vondi from Severance at 130s is number 2. Katie Piercy from Severance at 135s is also ranked number 2. At 145s, Sierra Moskalski from Loveland is the number 1 ranked wrestler at the 145s. And the last wrestler from our area that is ranked is Anastasia Salazar from Fort Lupton. She is the number 2 wrestler at the 235 weight class. As we head into the boys wrestling, we will start at Class 5A, the only team that's been ranked all season in 5A in our area up north here is Pooter. They are the number 5 ranked team at Class 5A wrestling. The first ranked wrestler from our area is Billy Greenwood from Pooter at the 144 weight class. He's the 3rd ranked wrestler in that weight class. Banks Norby from Pooter is ranked number one at the 157 weight class. So he's looking to bring home a state championship next week. And that is it for 5A. As we head into class 4A for boys wrestling, Windsor continues to lead the way. They are the number one ranked team in the class 4A. Roosevelt is number five now. And Thompson Valley is number six. Those are the three teams from our area that are ranked in Class 4A. As we jump into weight classes, James Pantaho from Windsor is the number two ranked wrestler at the 106 weight class. As we look at the 113s, Isaiah Harrison from Mountain View, he's been there all season. He's the number one ranked wrestler at the 113 weight class. And we have to jump all the way to the 132 weight class. That is Makai Alarez from Greeley Central. He is now the number one ranked wrestler. He's been number two for a while, but has moved up one slot at 132 to that number one rank. Chris Lalonde from Roosevelt is the second ranked wrestler at 138. Jackson Raridan from Thompson Valley is number one at 144s. Also at 144s, Noah Garcia Salazar from Windsor is number three. As we move on to 150s, we are up. Oh, actually, that 150 rankings changed today, so my notes are a little bit off. But let's jump to 165, actually. That is Santi Fernandez from Windsor. He is now the number three ranked wrestler at 165. At 175, Walker Heyman from Loveland is the second ranked wrestler at the 175 class. At the 190 class, kind of dominated by our area here, Evan Perez from Windsor is the number one ranked wrestler, and Bronco Hartson from Roosevelt is number two. At the 215 weight class, Cal Mukel from Windsor is the number three ranked wrestler at 215s. As we move on to Class 3A, this is another area that's kind of dominated by another classification that's dominated by our area. Eaton is number three ranked as a team. Severance is number seven. Valley is eight, and Fort Lupton is nine. As we jump into the weight classes, Drake Vombar from Severance at the 106 weight class. Blake Hawkins from Eaton is number two. Those are your one and two wrestlers at 106. Jonathan Morrison from Severance is the number two ranked wrestler at 120. At 132, Josiah Gonzalez from Fort Lupton is the second-ranked wrestler at the 132s. At 138, Dimitri Garza Alicorn from Fort Lupton, number one-ranked wrestler at 138. 144, Patrick Preston from Eaton is the number two-ranked wrestler. At Garrett McGurl from Valley at 150s is the number three-ranked wrestler. Nehemiah Wally from Valley is the second-ranked wrestler at 157s. At 165, Preston Smith is number two, and Isaiah Manquez is from Valley. Sorry about butchering the name there. He is the number three ranked wrestler at 165. As we move on to the next weight class of 175, Caleb Cooper from Berthet is number two, and Ethan Goldfain from Resurrection Christian, number three. Cal Sidwell is number two at 190s. He is from Eaton. And in the final weight class in that 3A level, 285, Samuel Stockton from Resurrection Christian is number two, and Connor Simmons from University is number three. Those are your wrestling rankings right now. Let's kind of look at what the state wrestling tournament looks like. One thing to note is all classifications are at Ball Arena. Tickets can be bought online on Ticketmaster.com. And one thing to know is the sessions, they clear the arena after each session. So the first session Thursday is at noon to 3:15. Session two Thursday starts at 4:30. Session three is on Friday. And they start right in the morning, 8:30 and 12:45. The final session there on, let's just get to the championship, Parade of Champions, 5:30 on Saturday. That's session six. And remember, here on KFK, 5 to 6 p.m., Thursday, Friday, Saturday, state wrestling updates. You are listening to Preps Rewind on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back into Preps Rewind, presented by Gould Parts. Gould Parts in Eaton, 45 East Collins in Eaton, 970-454-3355. And we're going to jump onto the phone line now and talk with Eaton girls head basketball coach Chris Love. Coach, how are you doing today?
Great. How are you doing today, Mike?
I'm doing fantastic, Coach. I appreciate you giving some time today to talk about your basketball team. I guess where I want to start, like your team is 12-7, but I don't think that record really tells the whole story of your team. The teams that you've lost to in those seven games is a combined 109-25. Your team has really been challenged with a tough schedule this year.
We have, you know, when you look at kind of the RPI seeding index and you kind of look at the teams we've lost, you know, it's a lot of single digits. There's a lot of good teams. You know, we faced them early on. We played some tight games there with Kent, Denver, and Skyview. So, you know, we feel like, like you said, the record isn't as indicative. You know, Lutheran, we had another close game with them. So, you know, we're hoping, you know, things are kind of coming together and we, you know, finish strong here.
Yeah, and Coach, I think what you're kind of seeing just kind of comes along with what kind of team you have. You have a very young team with three freshmen and a sophomore playing significant minutes. The growth that you have to have seen through this season has to be pretty amazing.
That's exactly it. You know, we started the year and continued on with two freshmen and a sophomore in our starting lineup. So, you know, coming together with two returning seniors, and, you know, we keep talking about familiarity, and, you know, it's kind of coming around where hopefully, you know, they're on the same page a lot, and you can see it in the games where they're not guessing where each other's going to be anymore.
And one of those freshmen, I would like to kind of dig a little deeper on her, Courtney Steinkamp, 12 points per game, 7 rebounds per game. Talk to me about what kind of player she is for you.
Yeah, I mean, she just has a perfect body type of kind of long and lanky, and she can, you know, kind of play the guard, sometimes can, you know, guard and match up with the post players. And she was in our gym this summer, and we could tell that she was pretty good, and I just kept, you know, giving her more and more and more, and it just nothing ever seemed too big for her. And, you know, she stepped in and just played a really, really important role for us, where she usually defends the team's other really star players and, you know, can obviously score it a little bit too.
Yeah, and with this young team, you do have a senior that's playing very well for you also. Taylor Wiedemann, she's averaging 14 points per game, 6 rebounds. Talk about her not just as a player for your team, but her as a leader for this young group.
Oh, gosh, I don't even know where to start with her. I mean, she's just an incredible kid on and off the floor. You know, she's just plays such an important role. Kind of just a calming influence. The girls look to her in so many different ways. And, you know, the sky's the limit for her, you know, once she leaves high school and just kind of the option. She's actually visiting some colleges today down in Texas, believe it or not. But, yeah, she's been wonderful. You know, the girls look to her to kind of lead at all times.
And is she kind of one of those longer players also, or what's her game look like?
Yeah, I mean, she is long, and she kind of controls the paint both offensively and defensively, and, you know, just plays a real plays that power role for us. You know, just again occupying that paint. The paint is just real, real critical to dominate on both ends, and she does that for us.
One of the things that stood out to me as I was looking to get ready for this interview is how strong defensively your team has been. You've only allowed 752 points on the season. That comes out to just under 40 points per game. That's pretty fantastic on the defensive end.
Yeah, you know, I don't know how much you know about my background, but I grew and learned through Bruce Dick, so everyone kind of thinks of me as kind of this offensive guy, but I always remind the team that it always start, you know, offensive possession starts with defense, and you know, you play hard defense, get the give them one shot, get the rebound, and then you go. So it is a staple of kind of any team I coach.
And coach, one of the things that I've noticed as I've talked to a fair amount of basketball coaches through the season here, that it seems like it always comes back to we have to get the job done on the defensive end to help us get ready to run our offense.
Yeah, you know, and that's really you're hitting it there. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you got to get stops. You know, offense is important, and obviously it comes with those stops. So, you know, you get stops, and then teams, you know, can't get in their press, doesn't set up their defense as well, and you can kind of get some easier buckets.
Coach, you guys, you're 12th right now in the seeding index that you kind of mentioned. But you have to feel like with this team, you guys have really been battle-tested through the season with some tough games, and you guys have come out on top of 12 of those. But approaching the playoffs, you have to just be happy with where your team has progressed to at this point, and potentially, you know, you're probably going to be on the road early, but you have the potential to make some noise when the playoffs come around.
Yeah, you know, as much as I want to look forward to start preparing for the postseason, yeah, we have a kind of some brutal games next week, so we can't get too far ahead of ourselves. You know, you try to predict kind of what the postseason is going to look like, but with University, Bennett, and Rez all next week, there can be some movement there. So, you know, I have started, you know, I talked to the girls quite a bit about keeping one eye on the moment, one eye on the future. But, you know, with next week, it's kind of hard to predict exactly where we're going to end up. But, you know, you try to do your best to kind of figure out and start gathering information on kind of a range of teams just so that you are prepared once you get there.
Yeah, and that's completely fair, Coach. And you've already played University and Resurrection Christian. Kind of what's your I don't want you to give any of the secrets away that you're looking to go with here, but what do you have to do different to get over the hump of teams like University and Resurrection Christian?
Yeah, that is the question. That is the question. Yeah. I mean, it's just two great teams, two well-coached teams. So, you know, you try to kind of figure out the lesser of the evils. You know, it's not like you're going to stop them at all times. You're just trying to figure out ways in which you can get those timely stops. You know, rebound becomes even more critical. And then just every possession matters. That's what we've really talked about as a program. You know, value each possession and, you know, just create an opportunity that leads to a great shot. And, you know, that's just been the focus, is more of a possession by possession rather than a game to game. You know, there was times in both of those games early on where, you know, we were playing real well and just kind of consistency bit us. So we're hoping, you know, over the past couple of weeks that we've developed a little more consistency where, you know, just keep getting those great shots, getting those stops. But, man, I don't know if you've had a chance to go watch both of those teams, but very, very talented basketball teams.
Yeah, definitely a couple of very talented teams. Coach, you mentioned something there that for me as a former football coach, I don't know that I've ever heard a basketball coach talk about it that way. As you talked about thinking about it possession to possession, like as a football coach, we always say, okay, that play, and then we move on to the next play because there's that stopping point after every play. But you're the first one that I've ever heard basketball being talked about like that.
Yeah, I, like I said, it's a mindset because it is a continuous game a lot of times. But what I try to talk to the girls a lot about is, you know, I can't call a timeout after every possession. So it's really trying to teach them the way to reflect about the play and adjust to what the team is doing to you. You know, it's just a constant reflection and a constant adjustment to, you know, hopefully keep yourself from dominoing. You know, one mistake, that's fine, learn from it, but don't allow that to snowball on you is kind of how I think about it.
Yeah, Coach, with this young group that you have this year, where do you think, you know, from day one to start the season to now, where have you grown the most as a team?
Oh, man, that's a good question. You know, I really do think it is that mindset. You know, I talk to the kids a lot, and just at Eaton in general, you know, I was talking to a few of the kids just in other sports and kind of relating it to our basketball girls where, you know, a pitcher in baseball, they learn from just pitching to a batter to working a batter. And that same thing goes for basketball where you kind of start seeing it and thinking about it in a different way where you're kind of setting up your opponent. And with that, again, I kind of don't want to repeat myself too much, but that's where that familiarity comes from, where you kind of get a sense for where girls want it and kind of your passes and things like that. So that's really where we're just kind of learning to play with one another, you know, when it's not just pick up basketball at the end of the day.
Yeah. These girls, the rest of the girls, is there any of these other girls that you'd like to talk about? We talked about Courtney and Taylor. Which other girls would you like to give a shout out to?
You know, another senior we have is Kara Sidwell. You know, she came into the season a little sick, and now she's kind of hit more of a rhythm. So she's really kind of been scoring a lot more lately and just, you know, kind of playing at her speed. So not just at the scoring end, but defense, rebounding, and things of that nature. And then just one of our real true team leaders that kind of is exciting because we're going to lose so much leadership with our seniors is Soraya Gaona. She's a sophomore. And she's about five foot, but man, she can get after it, and she's just so valuable to us. Believe it or not, I believe the Highland game maybe it was. She had 11 rebounds, so she's just a really important piece of kind of that glue player. I don't know if you've heard that expression, but I like to use that a lot about a player that I value highly that just doesn't necessarily show up on the stats. But just is incredibly important to the team.
Well, and you talk about somebody that's 5 foot and getting double digit rebounds. That what that has to do just motivating the rest of the team. Also, that's the leadership that comes through that you don't usually you can't really see.
Absolutely, and I've just been so proud of her and where she's come from. In terms of last season coming in as a freshman to this year, I mean, it's night and day. She just did a lot of work in the off season, just with us, and then kind of doing some training stuff on her own. And, you know, she's just really started taking some steps. You know, she's the type of player that are really important for a program. You know, obviously we knew she was good, but, you know, the Steinkamps of the world, you know, you look at them and they look the part, but, you know, Soraya, she puts in the work. Not that Courtney does. I don't want to make it sound like that, but, you know, Soraya, just she's making herself into a really good basketball player.
Yeah, that's great to hear, Coach. I like that those kind of stories. I appreciate you joining us, Coach. Good luck. I know you really do have a tough week coming up with University and Res both on the schedule, but we'll kind of keep in touch and keep our eye on you through the playoffs, and we just wish you good luck.
I appreciate it. Again, I always appreciate what KFK does for prep hoops in the area and, you know, keep doing great work.
Yeah, thank you, Coach. That is Eaton Girls Basketball Coach Chris Love joining us there. I look at this team, and like I say, he's 12-7, but I think when I was going through and figuring out combined records of teams that they've played, and it's 109-25 are the teams that they've played and lost to. That's their combined record, which is amazing. I think out of those teams, there was only one of those teams that had four losses on their schedule, on their record. So he's doing a good job up there. Young team, has a couple of seniors, but they're getting the job done. And I think the growth that we've seen through the season, that's a team that you don't really want to see Eaton showing up at your court if you're going to host that regional round. So I think here I did get confirm we are going to get Jim Rodel here after this next break. So Coach texted me back here and he said he's good to go now. So we will talk to Jim Rodel, Fort Lupton boys basketball coach, on the other side. You're listening to Preps Rewind on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back into Preps Rewind, presented by Gould Parts. Gould Parts in Eaton, 970-454-3355, open 7 days a week. Give them a call or check them out online for all your automotive part needs. Now we're going to get onto the phone line and talk with Jim Rodel, Fort Lupton head basketball coach. Coach, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Thanks for taking some time out and joining us today. I appreciate that.
No worries. Always enjoy the time.
Yep. Coach, let's kind of go back. I think it's a couple weeks ago now. You lost to a very, very good DSST Montview team, but you guys have bounced back nicely, winning five in a row.
Yeah. Obviously, that was the big one on the schedule for not only league, but just to kind of see where we're at in the season. DSST was a very talented basketball team. Good battle, right? Battled it. But we've bounced back strong since then, made a pretty good run, and we've got a pretty good finish down the stretch and looking forward to those opportunities as well.
Yeah, one of the things that I've noticed about the game since, and, you know, I it's an opponent on the other side. It doesn't really matter who it is, but I think three out of those games, you guys have only given up points in the 20s.
Yeah, I mean, defensively, we've kind of stepped up our game. Essentially, if you look at the DSST Montview, I think that was one of our higher point totals we've given up for the season. And so I think we've really kind of prided our sight to get back in the gym and work hard on the defensive side of it and turn that into some turnovers and easy layups on the other side, which is helping on the scoring as well. So.
Yep. Coach, you're still, I know the last time we had you on, we talked about Shane Callahan and Javon Gonzalez, the two, like, I've been calling them super sophomores in my power rankings that I do weekly. Where have you seen the most growth in each of those two players through this season?
Again, like if you remember, we visited right before the break, and at that time we were just kind of coming to group. We were getting to our group, right? And so those two are really matured through their sophomore season. You know, Shane being a second-year starter as a sophomore completely, and Javon kind of really growing into that leadership role. And I think that's where I've seen him grow, is in that leadership role between the two of them on the team and kind of getting everybody else involved and getting practices to be a little better with their leadership, to be honest. In terms of their play, Javon is just he's become lighting up the scoreboard. I haven't put in stats last night. I'm quite waiting for it. He might have had a triple-double with steals.
Wow.
Field assists and points, so it's going to be real close if he wasn't. And he may have had some rebounds up around that 6-8 mark. So he almost had a quadruple-double possibly. I haven't got all the stats in from huddle yet. But he's just really turned up the defensive end on both sides for both of them. And they're sharing the basketball, not only with themselves, but with everybody else. And that's made our team a lot better. They're both in the, you know, 5-plus assist range for those sophomores. So.
Yeah, I haven't got out to see you guys play yet, but I've really kept up with just watching those guys, and I'm so excited to see what they turn into over the next couple of years.
Yeah, that's again, we've kind of had that, you know, what's the ceiling for those two kids? I'm not quite sure. You know, they both have aspirations to play at the next level. Both of them are a little bit undersized. If you think about the typical, you know, Division I type athlete kids, but there's a lot of opportunities for basketball on other levels throughout the entire state and, you know, the nation. And I think both of them have those aspirations. So I think they're on that spectrum of wanting to work hard to get there. And that's going to be exciting for me and for them. And we've talked a little bit about that. We try and stay focused in the moment. You know, we're even looking at what those opportunities look for them in the summer and even next year as we go into a 2-year cycle. It's a unique situation to be winning where we are, but we're also looking to strengthen our schedule next year and really kind of put those, you know, bigger schools on the schedule and see where we stack up when it comes to those types of games as well now.
Yeah. And you have those two guys, those two outstanding sophomores, but you're really getting a lot of work out of you have three seniors and a junior that are really doing good things for the team also.
Yeah, I mean, again, both of my, I mean, really, I've got three seniors in total, right, that are playing well. They're definitely understanding how to be a role player around a couple sophomores, and sometimes that's difficult. But I can tell you, you know, one of my seniors the other night came after me and said, right now my job is to rebound, play defense, work hard, and be a great teammate. And, you know, when you got that type of mentality from your seniors, when you know you have a couple of younger kids that want to put the ball in the basket on a regular basis, right, it's good to have that. And then you look at a guy like, you know, I say G because it's hard to pronounce his first name, and Katiambo is really how you say his last name. But he's really come on up late. If you were looking at the last 5 to 7 games, when he shows up on a nightly basis. He's a double-double guy, and he also is just the defender of the paint. Got his timings coming along in the shot blocking area, and so having a, you know, a 6'7", 6'7"-ish kid back there defending the paint, it's really been helpful when he's playing well.
Yeah, and Coach, you talk about the senior who one thing about leadership that it really says a lot when you can figure out what your role is and you're willing to just take that role for what it is and be that person.
Yeah, I think, again, you know, we've all had teams with stat watchers and we've had teams that just say, you know, what's the end of it? What's the end result on the scoreboard? And that's what matters most. And that's what these kids are. You know, they want to know after the game, right, where they're at. And they definitely are competitive. They're watching where they're at comparatively to some of their peers that they have in other teams and, you know, things like that. But in the end, really, when we break down at the end of the huddle, it's, you know, hey, what was the scoreboard? Were we on the winning side of it? It doesn't matter if it was by 2 or 10 or 40, but they just want to make sure we're on the right end of it. So always good.
Well, and one thing that stands out to me, and this talks to your leadership, but the leadership of the boys on the team also, you guys are averaging 16 steals per game. And that tells me that you're not taking a rest on that defensive end. You guys are working just as hard on that end.
No, I think, that's something we talk about a lot. One of our goals is always to be in that 16 range. If you look at one of our goals is really 16-16, if you want to call it that. So we're trying to get 16 assists and 16 steals night in and night out and keep those turnovers somewhere below that. And right now they're all about equal. But when you turn those two together and put assists and steals next to the turnovers, it's a 2-to-1 margin, which is something that we're always trying to go after. But it definitely is a testament to, like I said, our kids want to buy into defense and they understand that defense turns into a lot easier opportunities on the other end.
Well, and it seems to me like you guys are doing it right. You guys are getting 16 steals per game. You guys are putting up a ton of points, but you only have 13 fouls per game. So you guys are playing defense the way it needs to be played with your feet.
I would say if you haven't had a chance to watch us too much or maybe hear about us, but we run a lot of different defenses, and I think that's what also gives us the ability when sometimes we're a little bit undersized, but our quickness and speed is something that you can't account for in the half court especially. And so we'll sometimes full court press you, sometimes we'll run jump you, sometimes we'll be in the half court running a trap, sometimes it'll be straight man all game. So I think that's also been difficult for teams to just really try and figure out how you're going to attack our defenses.
Yeah, Coach, as we get through to the end of the season here, through these last few games of the regular season, what are you still kind of stressing to work on as you guys enter the playoffs?
I think the biggest thing that we're still stressing is consistency on a regular basis, and we've got to learn how to still consistently make perimeter shots. Sometimes we'll struggle a little bit from the three-point line. We'll fall in love with it. And then we'll realize, oh, they're not falling, so let's start turning it up on the defensive end and start attacking the basket. And so I think a little bit more consistency from beyond the three-point arc would be something we're still working towards on those nights when we need it. And then the other thing is just that attitude and being prepared and ready. It's a long season, and now it's going to come down to that playoff game. And, you know, it's really a matter, can we stay on a run, right, and keep that hot streak going? And I think the 4A division is wide open. I think our kids believe and understand that. And so it's a matter of getting in and then taking care of that first game. We have a pretty sour taste still from our last year.
And that's kind of where I was going to go next, actually, Coach. 20-4 last year into the playoffs, and you guys fall in the first round, 18-2 right now. What is so different about this team that you think is going to help you guys potentially make a playoff run?
I think it's exactly what I just hit on was, you know, I think last year, even that was a little bit youth and enthusiasm to be where we were at. I think we were a little bit happy and satisfied with the season because it was one of the best we'd had in school history. And it was, can we repeat that? But it was everything in the regular season is nice. But I think that postseason loss has really dwelled with these kids for a long time now. And they want to remove that going forward. And the first way to do that is make the playoffs. Second one's win the first one. And then I think after that, it's going to be a matter of just staying focused on the next opponent. And we've been doing that all year.
Yeah, Coach, and I go back to when I was coaching football, and when I was coaching football, we were lucky enough to win two state championships, but those both came after years where we lost in the state championship game the previous year. It's amazing how that can turn into such a motivating factor.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's you have to have motivation, right? I mean, without it, you become complacent, and I think that's been the motivator for us is, sometimes losing will help, make winning more fun, I guess, or more important. And so I would definitely think that the motivation is there for these kids, and I think it's going to continue for not only this year but every year here forward. And I think you talked about those two sophomores. You know, they've already accomplished a lot, but they've broken, you know, Javon's already broken the single-season record for steals already. He's got the steals record in a game. He's got the assists record in a game, and it's not stopping. He's like, how do I go bigger and better the next night out? And so I think they're just constantly driven with the idea of wanting to be the best when they're finished.
Yep. Coach, I appreciate your time. I'm really excited to see where you guys end up as you get ready to go into this playoffs and make a little run. So I wish you nothing but the best of luck moving forward.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. And again, I always appreciate the time and what you guys do for, you know, Colorado Prep Sports. It's great to get a little exposure for our teams, and we appreciate what you guys are doing for us.
Yeah, thank you, Coach. That's Coach Jim Rodel from Fort Lupton. He's got an 18-2 squad, and as we talked about, just two just outstanding sophomores playing for him, Shane Callahan and Javon Gonzalez, just carrying that team, and they just are very motivated after a disappointing loss in the first round of the playoffs last year. On the other side here, we are going to get to this week's edition of the Preps Rewind Power Rankings. You are listening to Preps Rewind on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
It's time for the Preps Rewind Power Rankings.
And you heard it. It's time for the Preps Rewind Power Rankings. These are the teams listed 5-1 in boys and girls basketball that I feel have the best opportunity to go win a state championship. As always, we will start on the girls' side. And this week, the number five team is the number five team from last week, Dayspring Christian Academy, 13-3. They've won seven games in a row now. This is a team that had a disappointing showing in the playoffs last season. They had high expectations going in. They did not meet them. They are loaded with six hungry seniors looking to make some memories and just forget last season's disappointing thing. This Dayspring Christian Academy, number five. Number four on the girls' side for the Preps Rewind Power Rankings, Briggsdale. They fall in the rankings this week after a loss, but the loss was to a 15-1 Flatirons Academy team by only 3 points. These teams will probably meet again in the playoffs sometime. In the loss, Briggsdale gave up 17 points in the first quarter, and then they only gave up 8 in the second quarter, 8 in the third quarter, and 8 in the fourth quarter. So just a very uncharacteristic first quarter, giving up 17 points. And this team is Jenna Christ. I'm going to mention her every week. She is just an absolute stud out there at Briggsdale, averaging over 20 points per game. This team will figure it out, and they'll make a run in the playoffs. Number three this week in the Preps Rewind Power Rankings, University. They hang out at the number three spot. I really like the balance of this team's offense. They have multiple girls who can score any night. They bounced back after the loss to Resurrection Christian last week with back-to-back wins over Berthet. I think this team will learn a lot from that loss to Resurrection Christian, and I expect them to make some noise when the playoffs come around. Number two, Resurrection Christian. They have won 9 in a row, only allowing 35 points per game this season. That's pretty dang impressive. They are led offensively by Olivia Klein at 15 points per game. They beat a very good university team last week and looks like they are peaking at the right time. My one worry about this team is they're only averaging about 11 assists per game, and they average 15 turnovers per game. Most of the teams, when I'm looking at stats, if they average 12 assists, they're probably averaging 12 turnovers. It seems to be pretty equal most of the time when I look at these. So that 4 assist to turnover gap per game is a big deal. Number one, Roosevelt, 18-1. They've been there all year. They just continue to amaze me. They've allowed 585 points this season. That equates to allowing 30 points per game. That's it. 30 points per game. That's all you're going to score against Roosevelt. And that number is less than their average winning margin. Their average winning margin this year is 43 points. Every game they go out, they average 43 points in their victory. That is absurd. I can't believe it. The schedule has been easy through the league here, and that makes me a little nervous, but this team knows what it takes to win state because they did it last year. Roosevelt, number one in the girls' Preps Rewind Power Rankings. Resurrection Christian, two. University, three. Briggsdale, four. Dayspring Christian Academy is five. On the boys' side, we have a new entrant at number five. Number five this week in the boys' edition of the Preps Rewind Power Rankings, Heritage Christian. New to the power rankings, they're 13-2 on the season. The two games they have lost are to Bishop Matchbuff and Pagosa Springs, who have a combined two losses on the season. This team is led by an experienced group for a small school. Senior Raul Bertinato at 15 points per game and junior Levi Hermson at 12 points per game lead the team in scoring, but there are four other players averaging eight or more points. This team has some potential to make a deep playoff run. Number four in the boys' edition of the Preps Rewind Power Rankings, Windsor. Windsor, 16-4 on the season, and they have won 11 games in a row now. They have three games remaining in the regular season, which they should win. They haven't been challenged since a loss to Eagle Crest on January 6th. That's a little bit, makes me a little bit nervous. Hopefully the momentum is enough to carry them into the playoffs and they won't be shocked when a close game finally comes up again. Number three, we just talked to their head coach, Jim Rodel. Fort Lupton. I think this team has something to prove with how last year ended. And these two stud sophomores, Shane Callahan, Javon Gonzalez, are going to make some noise and let everyone know they are good and are only going to get better over the next couple years. The older players on the team are starting to help out a little more. I think this team is going to surprise some people and make a run when the playoffs come up. The number two team in the Boys Preps Rewind Power Rankings, Resurrection Christian. They bounced back after a loss to Riverdale Ridge with four wins in a row. Another one of these teams with a ridiculous point differential of plus 479, which is my worry. They've been beating up on lesser teams. What happens when they get a close game in the playoffs? And number one on the boys' side, Highland, 12-4. They've won seven games in a row after a very difficult start to the season. This program has proven year after year that they are a team to be reckoned with. When the playoffs come around. One thing I really like about this team is they are averaging 16 assists, 16 turnovers, so very balanced there. Most of the teams, it's like that. As we talked about with the Resurrection Christian girls team averaging 11 assists and 15 turnovers. So on the boys' side, number one is Highland, number two, Resurrection Christian, number three, Fort Lupton, number four, Windsor, number five, Heritage Christian. I want to thank Micah on the other side of the glass. I want to thank Jim Rodel from Fort Lupton, Coach Love from Eaton. Thank you for joining me today. You've been listening to a Preps Rewind on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.